from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics.
Welcome to the first Outpost Outspoken podcast of 2025. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. Today, the president of the Desert Committee joins us. His committee worked hard over the last few months to provide U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground a winter ball. Joel, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Well, YPG hadn't hosted a ball since 2012. What motivated you and your committee to take on this event?
The Desert Committee was looking to host an event for the YPG community to celebrate the men and women that serve those who serve. When we reached out to YPG and we asked them, you know, what we'd like to do, like we're looking to host some type of event. YPG said that they hadn't had a ball in 12 years. And what better opportunity to showcase, you know, the men and women that serve those who serve. So that's the reason why we hosted it for them.
And they were able to celebrate with all of their colleagues and coworkers and community members. Tell me about this all-volunteer committee that you have.
So yes, it's all compiled of volunteers, and each event that we have different volunteers. So it's whoever is available, whoever can commit for that event. They do a different range of volunteerism. I had a decorating committee. I had a committee specifically volunteers for people that went to solicit for sponsorships. We had another committee volunteer that helped me run pretty much the whole thing, who was Stephanie Jacobs. She was great in helping me in facilitating everything that happened during the event.
It was open to anyone who supports the mission at YPG. And I thought that was really important because most of the workforce is civilian. There's a large portion that are contractors, and the community organizations around Yuma also support YPG. So how many people attended, and really who was in attendance?
We had about 214 soldiers, civilians, contractors, local leaders, and their spouses, which was great because we were able to get the whole Yuma community as a whole, not just YPG, but local leaders as well. And we were able to get them all together under one roof, which was great.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, Yuma Mayor attended.
Yep.
Yuma
50 was there. We had AWC as well. We had a lot of local leaders as well.
So. Definitely all these people in committees that support YPG throughout the year. Of course, this all costs money. So aside from the attendees paying a fee, you also had community support. Who helped make this possible?
So I'd like to give a huge shout out to Yuma Investments Group, Yuma International Airport, and the Yuma 50, who are top sponsors. Without them, we definitely couldn't have made this event happen. So they were able to fund a lot of the extra things that we had at the events. For example, like the wine that was at the table for the toasts and the grog, the Prosecco that was handed out during the cocktail hour, and a lot of like the extra stuff with like the DJ and the venue and things like that. So it just didn't support the food itself.
You know, there was a lot of details and surprises. The coins, like you had a coin made for this event, which I thought was amazing. Like it's just that extra detail you didn't expect. And you had a red carpet. Walk us through this event because, again, you thought of every detail.
Whenever they entered into the hotel, because it was in a hotel, it was at the Four Points by Sheraton. We were located in the ballroom, so they had to make their way through the lobby area. But once they've passed that lobby area, they came to a check-in counter where the guests checked in. They went through a beautiful archway that we designed and made from scratch, which was pretty awesome. We also had a red carpet to follow to kind of guide them to their first location, which was the photo op. So they took a professional photo where they were able to do gifts. Like they were able to do candid photos. They had all kinds of different items for them to hold and things like that, which was really fun. And the great thing is the photographers provided a QR code or a phone number where they can scan it and get their photos instantly.
Oh, we got ours instantly, which was amazing. You're like, okay, there
which
you
was
go.
Great. And they also provided a huge roll-up. So, you know, anybody out there who needs their photos, I have them. Please reach out. But after that, after they took their photo, they were able to purchase more raffle tickets. We had a raffle ticket booth. We had a 75-inch screen TV. We had an Android tablet, a drone, and many other sponsored baskets for raffles so they could purchase extra. Now, every guest did get one free raffle ticket, so everybody had the chance to win those items, which was great. After that, they would filter in, and we had someone handing out one free glass of Prosecco, which everybody who wanted it could have it for the cocktail hour.
And then they walked into the venue, which was beautifully decorated, had a dance floor. I mean, everything was really top-notch. And again, the surprise of having the coins and then the extra drinks on the table were really a nice touch. You also had a very special guest speaker, Mr. Gary Bishop. He was dynamic. He was funny. Why was he chosen? Tell us about him.
So Mr. Bishop is really well known within the test community, and we came together and we really thought that he would be the best person for that job, which was our guest speaker. When we reached out to him and he said he'd be honored to, it was a very exciting moment because we didn't think that he would, you know, during his busy schedule, was going to be able to make it out here. But he set everything aside and he came out, and he definitely is a firm supporter in the YPG community. So
the DJ, which was amazing, popped on the first song. It was one of those, you know, electric slide type of ones that everybody dances together. I'm like dancing, and I turn around, and he's right next to me.
Yeah, you know, so, he definitely enjoyed a few songs, you know, before he had to head out just because he had an early flight the next day. But he had a great time.
The Color Guard, they started out the ceremony. They did such an amazing job. Very professional. They're part of the U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground Airborne Test Force. Tell us about who participated in this.
So we had Staff Sergeant Ray, Staff Sergeant Title, Staff Sergeant Viveros, Staff Sergeant Corona, and Sergeant Ramirez, who all did an amazing job. They were very easy to work with. We did many, many iterations during the rehearsal, making sure that they were flawless. And yes, they were flawless during the actual ceremony, which was great.
And one of the highlights of the night was the grog. Command Sergeant Major Miliari appeared to just enjoy leading this. What is that? Explain to people that don't know.
So the grog is a ceremonial thing that, you know, has been around for many, many years. And it's a traditional thing that they have at military balls where everything that you pour into this bowl, which they call the grog, has a symbol. So, like, for example, if they poured an alcoholic beverage, it symbolizes, like, for example, vodka symbolizes the Arctic. And, you know, we had our ARTC leadership there as well. So they were the perfect people to add that to it. And we also added a little extra by putting some dry ice in there. So when they poured it in there, it created like a fog effect, which was really awesome.
It was really a sight to see. Well, Joel, thank you to you and the committee for this event. Is there anything else that you want to add? And also any other events planned?
So we're looking to do a golf scramble here in March timeframe, and we're obviously going to involve YPG and the local community as well, because, I mean, that's basically why the committee exists, is to get the locals together with YPG and make YPG well-known with the local leaders and try to host another great event.
Well, we definitely look forward to that. Joel, thank you for your time today, and also to the Desert Committee for this event and what you plan in the future for YPG and the community.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. Across 30 years in uniform and as a civilian, new YPG Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Director Christopher Reitman has continued a multi-generational tradition of service to the country. Arriving here from Carlisle Barracks in December, Reitman is bullish about MWR's prospects in 2025. Yuma Proving Ground is quite a difference from Carlisle Barracks. Why did you choose Yuma?
It came up on my radar when I was in the senior leadership course in San Antonio for MWR. And it was presented as a challenge and a unique opportunity. I'm a big fan of the challenges and trying to lead a team to a common goal. And That's what kind of led me here.
In the immediate times prior to COVID, YPG had two great big public events, the YPG 75th anniversary, YPG 2020, and then COVID kind of threw a monkey wrench in a lot of things. But you're saying you see a lot of opportunity here for MWR.
Absolutely. Listening and watching and talking to people, trying to make some observations on where we can go, where we can improve. And the one thing I see is just opportunity everywhere. In every facet, I see a great community, I see great support, I see great leadership, and a community that wants to support it and is interested in the services that we provide. So I'm very excited about the future and aligning with the senior commander and the garrison manager's initiatives. And I think that we can, there's just so many places we can go and so many things we can do. It's there's really so much untapped potential.
YPG is a remote and isolated post. It's always been majority civilian. Today it's overwhelmingly civilian. There's fewer than 200 active duty soldiers here. But it seems to me we still provide quite a bit of things for the small population we have here.
Absolutely. I mean, the Army does have a benchmark for services that goes across the enterprise. But those are all important services, whether that's Army Community Services that supports many of our soldiers and families in the time of need. Or our child and youth services that take care of our children on a daily basis, or, you know, just restaurants, businesses, recreation, keeping you fit, keeping you mentally fit also at the library. So those are key services that are important to the resilience of our soldiers and our community. We want our soldiers and our warfighters to stay focused on the mission. So that's what we do. We make sure that they're focused on their job when they're at work, and they know that their families are taken care of when they're not there.
So what are you thinking, some things you've got coming up for us in the next few months?
Well, I really want to take the opportunity to observe and listen to the community. There are a couple things that are on the radar here, and one of those things I think has been coming for a while. It aligns with the AMC commander's directive to have 24 access to gyms. So we're working very diligently on that. You're going through some of the ITAS and the APMS processes, some of the bureaucratic processes that are required and, you know, for reason, but they do take some time. So we're working on that, and we hope by next year to have that implemented so that most everybody in the installation should have access to 24/7 at the gyms. Another initiative that is we'd like to introduce online ordering for our restaurants. So a service that could be done via an app or via phone through Safari or Chrome or any of the mobile applications. And you can pre-order, order in advance, prepay, show up. You know, if you want to pick up from The Rock, you want to go to The Rock Garden and pick up your food, you know it's there, it's paid for. I walk in, I grab it, and I'm gone. So that should help expedite our service times and the convenience for our customers. Overall, I think that's something that would be really good for the community.
You talked about getting feedback from the community. You're doing a survey right now, aren't you?
Correct. We are doing our annual needs survey for MWR. If you go to our Facebook page, there's a direct link there, or even if you just search the Family and MWR Customer Service Needs Survey, you'll get directly there really quick. It'll be on the top result or two. And it's right on MCOM's MWR page, and it's across the enterprise. So you select Yuma Proving Ground as your location, and you can do as much and cover as many areas as you like. And it takes about 20 minutes maybe, but it covers your services in ACS, your services in business and recreation, and your services in child and youth services. So you can there's your opportunity to tell us, how do we form this community and how do we form the programming and services that we provide? You know, I hear feedback from people, I wish we had this, or man, we used to do this, or let's try this. Please, you know, give us the feedback. Use the survey. I'd like to see a good result, a good number of people. It is anonymous, so your feedback will not be tied back to you. So there's no fear of that or anything like that. And again, honestly, we want your feedback. So please, you know, take the opportunity, fill out the survey. That would be a great way for us to, you know, get better and provide the services to the community that they're asking for.
No, it's exciting stuff. We really appreciate MWR. We're glad to have you here. Thanks for coming here and talking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.